Hey everybody, this is Jay from The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Ramblecast, and more. I'm here to tell you are going to listen to a special excerpt from our recent 2015 podcast charity for Autism Speaks podcast-a-thon. We podcasted 12 hours in a row, and over the next couple weeks, we will be revealing and unveiling and releasing different portions from this 12-hour telethon. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that participated. Thank you for everybody that came out. And thank you for all of those that donated to Autism Speaks, a fantastic charity that we've been doing this podcast-a-thon for many years. So you can still donate. You still have a chance to donate. You can do that until the end of April. You can donate over PayPal through lpdonate@gmail.com. So that's lpdonate@gmail.com. Send it as a friends or family and or as a gift. And then you can also mail a check to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack, payable to Autism Speaks. Just everything, every penny goes directly to Autism Speaks. So, again, lpdonate@gmail.com, and that address I just said, go there to donate. You have till the end of April. And now, let's take it away for one of the fantastic clips from this weekend. I was going to give a round of applause for Colleen, all the hard work that she's put into this year's scheduling and getting this all together.
Where's Bebe?
And Illyrio and Mike for helping Colleen figure out all this new setup that we have this year using Google Hangout and the OO tubes and the mixers and the stuffs and the Jello pudding. And
Jello pudding.
So also, Colleen did that. Most of the scheduling, too. I kind of gave up.
Wait, so what'd you two do?
I show up. It's like a normal podcast for me.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jack, how's it going?
Good. How's it going?
I'm okay.
Pretty good.
Canadians going to win the Stanley Cup?
Oh, yeah.
Not without number 67.
Yeah, I think it stays in America. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, know what, though? This year of all years, the odds are good. There are five Canadian teams in the playoffs.
I know. Canadians are looking good there for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, they just won the Atlantic Division, so, yeah. You know. Not bad. I will say this. There are two teams in the playoffs that if they go to the final will be the head of the NHL's worst nightmare, and that is Ottawa versus Winnipeg.
Woo.
No one will tune in.
That'd be like the Padres in Tampa Bay.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, up here we'll watch because we're kind of contractually obligated to. You will get the universal healthcare, but you must watch hockey in Canada. That, and if you don't know what icing is, they take your passport away. You laughed. That almost happened to you.
No, icing is when it's the 1st of April and we're still wearing winter coats and you guys are in shorts. That's what icing is.
Yeah, it's nice right here, right now.
You guys can come out and hang out with us.
I saw you guys on a park bench yesterday. I don't know what you were doing on a park bench, but anyway,
are
I saw you there.
A creeper, Christine?
No, that was.
Oh, you guys in the ice cream shop after?
Yeah.
In short.
At night.
At night.
Damn ice it. Cream at night.
Yeah, it's been warm out here. Actually, it's too warm right now.
It is. Yeah.
Excuse me. Don't complain about that. Nobody's allowed to complain about that.
Illyrio is like vaguely inspiring when he's running out there with like his Darth Vader mask in the snow.
I almost
running.
Feel like getting up and running.
And I'm just like, you know what? If Illyrio can do it, good
nah,
for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for me.
Run a it mile was, for me.
I think the coldest day I went out there, it was in your unit of measure, it was I think 16 below in Fahrenheit.
16 below?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you were outside on purpose?
I was outside on purpose running, and I had goggles on. And it was fantastic for two reasons. One, it kind of feels badass to do that. And number
what?
Two, you really freak people out at the stoplights. They're cold, and then they turn around, and they're like, what the hell is this guy? Plus, it kind of looked like snake eyes for like one day.
Nice.
That's cool. Good. Got down.
Snake Eyes is another G.I. Joe bit character.
I thought it was a dice term.
No
joke.
Well, it is dice term, but
it got down here. I think it was the coldest we had. We had six degrees.
It was like we had like a two.
Well, wind chill. It was two. It's cold. I know you guys are thinking, hey, that's not cold, but we're from San Diego.
Well, it's cold in shorts.
I wouldn't wear shorts, no.
You see, Jack is cold all the time because he has no hair.
Exactly. I got a disadvantage.
You just got to put on a toque.
Oh, I had to work that morning. I had to go drive the Zam, and so it was freezing here.
Oh, the Zam.
Oh, no, we missed the Zamboni.
We have a new one.
We can take or leave, but the Zamboni, we miss a lot.
We got a new one now, electric one.
That's awesome. So really? No more fumes, huh?
No.
Dale upset?
Yeah, people don't have to worry about being killed by the carbon monoxide anymore.
So Dale is upset, right?
Yeah.
No free buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. John is flashing and oh, belly.
When he makes a turn,
Dale is currently cutting the ice.
That's the excitement here at the Plex right now. Exactly. Oh, it's an ice cut.
What are you guys excited about most of all tomorrow evening?
Most about what?
Tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening?
Game of Thrones.
Silicon Valley's coming back.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first season of that.
You didn't watch it?
No. Well, here's the thing: the two kids under 10 thing, and the running a lot thing, and the having maybe 10 channels thing kind of gets in the way. So when I get my Uncle Nefarious to provide me with most of my television, there's a pretty long queue of things that he's acquiring for me. So
I'm telling you right now, Silicon Valley is a must.
I will write it down on my list.
Outlander. I think you're saying Outlander, but I haven't seen it.
Well, we started watching The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Woo!
It's a miracle.
Worst theme song ever?
It's the best theme song ever.
Worst theme song ever?
No, it's Illyrio, the best
hold theme on, song. Hold on a second. Illyrio, you are an Apple stockholder. Have you pre-ordered your watch yet?
Have I what?
Pre-ordered your watch yet?
No, because I recently purchased a Garmin Forerunner 220. And that went into my budget. And here's the deal. As an Apple shareholder, I'm very pleased with what's coming out. But if it can't do GPS without the phone, I don't want it. I'll wait for version 7.
All right. We'll talk about this at the next shareholder meeting. And
Well, I just send in my votes by proxy. I don't actually attend. You know, you don't have to actually attend.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm aware. But we're removing your voting shares.
It's fantastic. Yeah, so we're excited for Game of Thrones. I've already watched two or three of those recap videos, but I've actually been listening to the audiobooks while running. I'm just over halfway through Dance with Dragons. And I can't wait for season 5, which I hear is going to have a whole bunch of stuff from the 4th and 5th books. And so it's really exciting. Christine?
Yes?
Do you remember anything from season 4 of Game of Thrones?
That's the beauty of being me, is I can rewatch constantly. Because I never remember. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
Do you remember season 4?
No.
Do you remember if anyone died? Now, don't say who died in case there are people listening who haven't watched and don't want to be spoiled.
I don't recall.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
You don't know anything? Know anything at all?
Think somebody choking or poisoning, maybe. I don't say the name, but maybe that happened. Maybe.
Yes, vaguely. Sounds vaguely familiar.
So I wonder, okay, so we had the red wedding. We had the purple wedding. Are we going to get a fuchsia wedding next? I can't wait for the polka dot wedding, whereby it's actually the bride and groom that kill everyone, right? That's going to be awesome. I'm not spoiling anybody on anything. I just think it's fascinating that they have gotten the go-ahead from George R. R. Martin to surpass what he's not yet published. And I think that's weird. But speak up, child. Well, if I were Jar Jar Martin, I'd take my sweet-ass time, too. I mean, he's swimming in dough. He doesn't just work on that. He works on a whole bunch of comic anthologies and other books and stuff. So he's He's an interesting chap with really poor taste in hats.
He does Pardon? Like liquors. We saw him at Comic-Con with two ladies of the night under his arm.
What?
Into his hotel room. Yeah. We say it was at the Omni that year, and we were hanging out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Yep, and just famous person after famous person. And then George R. R. Martin came down with two ladies under
allegedly.
His arms. We saw it. It was allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, so other shows we're looking forward to, Christine? Is there anything else coming back?
No.
I mean, we were really enjoying the season of Top Gear.
Yeah, until that ground to a halt.
Yeah, I'm convinced Netflix is going to pick them up. No, they can't.
Think?
I mean, they can't do the format of the show because Jeremy Clarkson sold that to BBC.
But did you see that they trademarked Clarkson, May, and what's the person's name?
Hammond.
Hammond.
Yeah, so they trademarked that naming group.
Okay.
So, really?
Yeah. So they're working on something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just fascinated watching James May's YouTube channel, whereby he proceeds to play music on the flute and cook the shepherd's pie like he was running his own home cooking show. It was something else. And he's not even monetizing them. He's just like having a laugh. It's really great.
Yeah, it's a shame because I think Top Gear is one of the best shows on TV.
Me too. And, me too.
And then, you know, I was thinking this season, I was like, man, they've been doing this for a long time. I wonder if this will ever come, you know, when will this come to an end? It'll happen eventually.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's a coincidence that their contracts were up for renegotiation this month. I mean, like this year.
Oh, really? Was that so?
Yeah. So he hasn't been fired. They're just not renewing his contract.
Well, John just asked how much money they make from that show. They have to make just tons of money.
Tons of money. They're rich, those men.
I believe it was something like $1 million or so per episode for Clarkson, and something like it was a weird ratio. James May and Richard Hammond were getting like $50,000 an episode, and Clarkson was getting more than that.
Okay,
because he was, I guess, like the initial guy, and he was on the original Top Gear as well. Yeah,
That doesn't seem like a lot for a show that gets like 300 million viewers a week.
Yeah.
I couldn't live on a million. There's no way.
What? Yeah.
I'm going to miss those specials they had. And I mean, just the races and poor Stig.
I know. Stig is that high and dry. How did
he apply for unemployment? No.
I worked on Top Gear. I don't believe you.
Yeah. Former Stig got out just in time, huh? Wrote a book. Which I have yet to read. Christine, thank you for buying that book. I have yet to crack it open. I'm busy
Can I buy that for you?
Yes, it's right there on my bookshelf.
The Chile Argentina special was incredible, just the way that ended.
That was crazy. It was weird. It was very interesting. I'm a big fan of the races they have. I thoroughly enjoyed the cycling, public transit, car, and boat race in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
It was pretty fascinating. But yeah, we're doing lots of Netflix watching like usual. You know, we're big fans of just whenever we want, on whatever screen we want. It's just the best to be able to, you know, go to bed and not go to sleep right away. You can watch an episode or something. And it's fun. And if you happen to fall asleep, I was watching X-Files last month, and I just let it go from episode to episode because I have that going from the end of one episode to the beginning of the next turned on automatically. I had watched, I think, four of them, and it all of a sudden said, "Hey, are you still there?" Wondering if I had fallen asleep. I had never seen that before.
Netflix does that?
Yeah, Netflix has done. If you watch like several episodes in a row, it wants to make sure you're...
Oh, because it automatically...
Yeah, if you do the continuing.
Okay.
It's
like the third or fourth one, it'll ask a question. I guess to make sure...
You're okay or something.
It kind of freaked me out. Yeah, it kind of freaked me out because I was like, what do you mean? Am I still here? am I still here? Why do you, were you worried that I'm going somewhere? But yeah.
So I have a question, Larry.
I know how to pause things.
John has a question.
Yeah, speak up.
When do you think they were in most peril? Argentina or the deep south of America? I think it was America.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think those guys on the in the Falkland Islands were literally throwing stones and didn't care about being filmed by cameras.
But stones aren't guns. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think, I mean, maybe I'm being bigoted, but I think if an American sees something offensive, but then also sees a camera around, that they're smart enough to kind of figure out that it's just a big old stupid setup.
Huh. Well, no, I'll leave it alone.
That's what she said.
Well, I was going to say there was something recently in the news, but I, you know, I don't want to go there.
All right.
About a camera, nope. And someone doing something wrong.
Yeah. But isn't it amazing how cameras don't come out when people do good things?
No, never.
Never. You know.
That's true. Yeah. Good things don't make headlines. I mean, they don't.
No, they don't. And when they try, people scoff at it. Like when those cops up here in Canada raised money in the station to buy back a ring that a guy had pawned to buy food for himself and his wife, and they were married over 60 years. That made a headline, and people were like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's too bad. But yeah, we are in full spring mode. Christine still believes the winter is here. She's kind of like Jon Snow. On the
winter is still here.
You know?
It's the new line.
It's the new line.
Winter I'll write Jon Snow and just let him know. It's not coming, damn it. It's still here.
No,
it's never leaving.
It is not going away.
Although we're in mid-April, and I went out for a run, and it was supposed to be warm, and there was a cold wind in the air. And we're not used to that lingering.
Arctic winds.
Yeah, it's a good thing climate change is a hoax, eh?
It's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah. Which is...
I'm waiting for the wall made of ice.
Oh, the wall. Could you imagine?
Made of ice.
I wonder where we would put it.
It was in our front yard.
Oh, no, I was kind of making an American-Canadian border joke.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
It's all right. Nobody got it.
That's okay.
None of the Americans and none of the
American.
Canadians.
We don't understand.
I'm convinced the cat got it. Our cat is very smart.
Do you know where the vines are at?
The vines?
Our vines. What are... What?
The vines?
You know what vines are? Is that what the question is?
Yeah, it's that thing Ralph does all day.
There you go.
What?
Ralph, he posts to Vine all the time. They're hilarious.
Oh, those vines. Yeah. Oh, got it.
Yeah. Man, what a brilliant idea that was.
But doesn't Instagram do a similar thing now?
Yeah, but Vine is even shorter, so it has to be more impactful.
I think Vine's 6 seconds, 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's 6 seconds, I believe.
6 seconds.
So, yeah. And you can re-Vine, and you can't re-Instagram. Like, there's no retweet analogy.
No, that's true. There's no re-Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a third-party program you can do it with, but I'm old. That's complicated for me now. I'm 40. How did you live with yourself after you turned 40 last year, Christine? This is the worst. I forget things all the time.
Wait till you get 50. Might as well give up.
Yeah,
that's right. Just give up, Illyrio.
Just give up, Illyrio. Right. Okay. And I forget things, you know?
I know.
It's really annoying.
I know.
How was Media Junkyard segment? Was it good?
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, I miss those guys. Were they ganging up on Rob like usual? Man, you can't teach a new dog. See, I'm old. I don't even remember how to say stupid sayings. Worst. But you know what?
It's all that running.
He leaves his brain along the way.
You know what? That might actually be happening. I don't know. I really don't know if that's what's going on.
Well, I had a colleague tell me one time that air travel wasn't good for our bodies because it was too fast. and we left a part of our soul. I kid you not, this was a
part of what?
Our soul.
What's that?
Well, you know, it's like you leaving your brain. It's the same type of thing, but for other
Wait
people.
A second.
Ah! Oh,
a
that's
brain is a soul.
No, I just suggested that you didn't have a soul. That was terrible.
Yeah, I think I sold.
Anyway,
that's why I have this amazing career.
Right.
As a very, very infrequent podcast.
Sell your soul.
Although potential cast is still going strong. We're almost done, Buffy, man. That's like, that's the major achievement right there. We started that podcast almost 5 years ago. And the original crew is still together. It's crazy. Yay. I can't wait. That was so funny.
That was so awesome.
Listen to the songs. And now I can totally listen to the songs, like, all the time, on purpose.
Me, Angie, and Coop got to have dinner with Gabby the other day in Maryland. It was awesome.
I will say this. I am sick and tired of being spoiler-free on stuff. Because I'm hearing voices.
Head.
I'm hearing voices.
It's in your head.
It's part of old age.
It's part of old age.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah, he wanted me to know if he wanted to make the last ice cut. I said, I'll do the last ice cut. Oh, okay. We want the ice to be nice.
Are you guys going to skate? Well, have you skated? Are you going skating?
It's not 1 a.m.
I thought you left.
We
don't get to skate until like 12 a.m.
Midnight. Yeah, that's right. I recall. That's true.
Yeah, it is later than normal. So, Lyria, you don't play hockey anymore, right?
No, I stopped.
Yeah, just run?
Yeah. It was expensive. I was like $1,000 a year to play hockey year round, and it wasn't close.
What, people pay for it?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it's a little counterintuitive.
Wow, that costs money.
Counter.
Oh, there's a lot of things that cost money here. Let me tell you.
No, I mean I don't pay for hockey, so.
Well, isn't that because you kind of work there?
Yeah, so see.
What comes with our healthcare is a lovely little card with your picture on it that they get to scan whenever you need to see someone.
But no hockey. No hockey.
That's criminal.
But it's really like if you
Although
sign
it
up
should.
Your kids, though, it's really, really cheap. What's a season of hockey for a 7-year-old, Jack?
$425.
Wow. Yeah. See, my son last year, he paid $70.
But you get $50 off if you sign up by a certain date, so that knocks it down. So,
yeah. So we just have lots of things that are, you know, like more subsidized, I suppose. You know, it's just a different way of doing things. The whole running thing is weird because it's kind of awesome, but it's also now that I have a marathon scheduled in May, my training runs are some of them are ridiculously long. Like I was out there tonight for 3.5 hours, man. And that can get really boring, which is why I'm happy I have the audiobooks. But even when you're really interested in the audiobooks, sometimes your mind drifts, and it's like. And also, like, today I had to take a bathroom break. And it was like, this is, thank goodness there's a bathroom in this park. I actually go there, because otherwise it'd be...
It wasn't the case when it was minus 30
who
degrees
was it?
Celsius.
Was it Paula Radcliffe or Shalane Flanagan? She was running, it was either the London Marathon or the Boston Marathon, and she literally, mid-stride, pulled her shorts down, squatted, peed, pulled them up, and kept running.
It's a race, you have to.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah. I'd do it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I wouldn't run, but if I was going to.
Well, no, me neither.
You guys
but
are yes, so much
if we were going to run.
What am I doing?
Hash brown or hashtag? Hash brown. Okay.
Brown?
Yeah. Oh. Don't sing it.
Yeah, so hey, what's parenthood like?
Have you run a marathon yet, Lyra, or are you just training?
No, I ran 4 half marathons last year, and I'm running my first marathon in May.
Now, see, I ran a half marathon once when I was 14.
Yeah,
really?
And that was it.
Nice.
I was done.
You had run enough for your entire life?
I did it, and I said, okay, I did it. Marathon's just too far. It's too long.
It's really long. I mean, it's like 4 hours of running.
It's 26. 4 hours would be like 8 hours for me.
Granted, me too.
It depends on how fast you are, right?
No, it does not, Illyrio.
I think it does. I'm pretty sure my old age has not made me forget how time works. But maybe it has? What day is it? But yeah, it's daunting as all get out. It's weird because a half marathon is a really manageable thing. You can really kind of build up to it. And you don't have to dedicate ridiculous number of hours in training runs. And like, I have a run next week that's like, how am I going to reserve this much time to do this? And long, also, how am long, I going to have a sandwich?
Well, how long was your, how fast are you a half marathon?
My fastest half marathon last year was just under 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you think marathon, you do about 4 hours, four and a half?
I'm hoping I can do it in 4.5. But if I can do it in 4:45, I'll be happy.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And then from that, you're going to go triathlon?
I can't even fathom
Ironman
bike. Ironman, yeah.
That many people around me also on bikes. It would just freak me out.
Bikes I can handle.
I can't handle being that close to other cyclists.
So that's the only thing stopped you is the bike part?
Yeah.
Not running the marathon. Was it swimming the 2 miles and the
swimming like crazy? Yeah.
100-mile bike ride or 125-mile bike ride?
It's a 120-mile bike ride that I wouldn't even do 1 mile bike ride with that many people around.
All right.
It's not okay. I cannot do it. Like it's
claustrophobic, or are you just worried about someone falling in front of you, or
it's the handlebars.
It's not the handlebars. What do you mean it's the handlebars? What a random thing to say.
It's the handlebars.
No, it's the pedals, Christine. What are you talking about? Oh no, I don't know. It's just I think it's the whole what if that guy falls and then that guy falls and then I don't have an out. Like what am I gonna go? Like into the ditch? I don't know. Whereas if you're running, you can kind of just stop.
It's the handlebars.
I know there are brakes on the bikes, but no, they don't stop right away. I don't know.
It only hurts for a while you fall, though.
Right? Exactly.
Sure.
You have the free health care. They'll patch you right up.
Let me tell you something.
Right there on the side of the road.
True. We would
send you on your way with your crooked handlebars.
I just have to remember to bring my health care card with me. Or else they send me.
Oh, you have to have the card?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just walk in and say,
I'm sorry, sir. We have absolutely no proof. You and the stinker on the side of the road. Too bad for you.
Yeah. You're that crazy Canadian.
Don't be redundant, Jack.
The one that doesn't play hockey.
Yeah, well, I did it for a while. And our son Nicholas had done it for 4 years, and then he decided he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So we went to archery for him.
Archery?
And yes.
He had his first ever competition today. I saw the little
video. It was
awesome. Man, yeah. He was so cute. We were walking into the sports complex today because every year in Montreal, they have basically like a mini Olympics for kids, and it's called the Montreal Games. No, it's not like the Hunger Games.
Despite the bow and arrow.
Nicholas didn't get into that one. We applied. And it was funny. He was saying, I'm really nervous.
That was cute.
And it's, you know, it's our kid, and he's saying he's really nervous. And then at lunch afterwards, he was like, it went from scary, nervous, and then I got used to it. It was okay.
Shy. Don't forget shy.
Yeah, he said.
And he went through shy.
He went through shy.
There was scary, nervous, shy.
And then he got used to it. How old is he?
Yeah. He's 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's understandable.
So where's Bebe, you guys? Sleeping? Is it? Oh, yay! Sleeping! Yay!
Oh, they can't even see me.
Are your hands in the air?
Like she doesn't care?
Like you just don't care?
I didn't realize nobody could hear me. Well, that's good.
I could hear every word you said.
All right. I guess I should tell everybody here. So you guys, he was so excited when I took Zachary home. I thought he was going to fall asleep in the car because last night in the like 5 minutes took us to get home from the restaurant, he was passed out. And I thought he was going to be the same today. And the whole car ride home, he was like making very excited noises like, ay, 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 ay. So,
and what did that translate to?
That was literally like, this is the best day of my life.
Hey, we can see you on the Google Now live. I don't know what the delay's like, but anyway.
I think it's about a minute behind the delay.
Okay. But so you talked to us a minute ago. This is weird.
I know. But
that's all right.
He fell asleep within a few minutes, so hopefully he's still sleeping.
Yeah.
I think he is. I checked with the babysitter.
Oh, okay, good.
Who's the babysitter?
His grandmama.
That's what I figured.
Aren't those the best babysitters?
I figured.
Thumbs up.
Don't mind doing it.
Well, I was going to say those would be the best babysitters, not necessarily for kiddo, although kiddo will appreciate them many years from now. But it's the best babysitters for grandma and grandpa, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm shaking my head yes.
So they'll see that in another minute.
Another minute. Yep. Yeah.
Everybody might as well.
So it's a minute behind.
I think about.
A boot.
I'll wait to meet the That's Canadian the said that once and punch him in the face.
What?
Because they're still talking about Hunger Games. Oh, and somebody mentioned that my mic wasn't working well.
Well, I'm glad they pointed that out.
How's your mic working, Christine? Is your mic working okay?
I don't know. What do you mean? Is my mic working okay? Can people hear me?
No, mine.
No, Colleen's mic.
It was turned off. I didn't know.
Oh,
I could hear you the whole time.
Yeah, me too. Good. Oh, that's him shaking his head.
I saw you shaking your head. No. Fantastic. Yes. I mean.
No, it was yes, not no. Yep, no, yes. No, maybe. Maybe so. Yeah, I don't know.
Jolly old Rocky Old Peppers, right? Wasn't that the recipe?
Stay alive, damn it. It's a miracle.
I hate that song. It'll be in my head all day long.
Which one?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt theme. That song. I hate it for some reason. I don't know.
So no, there's worse. It's the beginning of Firework. It's terrible.
The beginning of Firework is terrible. Guys, if you ever feel like a plastic bag.
Floating through the wind, not knowing where to go, you've got a problem.
Just give up on life.
A problem.
Because you should not feel like a plastic bag. You are a human. Made of flesh and bone.
Not plastic.
Guys, I'm going to give you back Jay. I'm going to stop hogging the mic and being an attention whore and getting us down again.
When are you guys coming back out to Comic-Con?
Hey. Hi. You doing that?
That's a good question. Comic-Con, I don't know. Raleigh's closer.
Yeah. I'm honest. I think I'll go back to Raleigh way before we'd ever go back to Comic-Con.
Really?
Are you guys going this summer?
Yes.
You're going this summer?
It's home, so we got to go home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't have to go home, but I have to go home.
Do you have a dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wallet.
Then you want?
Yeah, right down here. No, it's a dollar. It's not Canada. You have to pay for your soda. It's not free.
Actually, Jack, the only soda here that's free is Canada Dry.
Which soda's free?
Canada Dry.
So you guys are going this summer. Yeah. No, seriously, Raleigh's closer.
But it's San Diego, Raleigh. San Diego,
I know.
Raleigh's not bad. We have a good time in Raleigh.
Yeah.
We went bowling.
I know.
Was it disco bowling?
That would have been so awesome. In shorts.
Yes, in shorts.
Damn you all. You're in shorts.
What a combination. America.
America. Yeah.
Well, you know that. Well, yeah, that's what happens. You know, we go down to cross the border, and when the right across on the other side of the border, we have to change our pants and put on shorts.
When you said border, I was thinking Mexico. I'm still stuck in San Diego. I'm sorry.
It's really funny. Border. Every time we say border, we think of you lot. And every time
no, somebody border, who's couch surfing. My border. My couch surfer.
Oh,
la la.
Old fashioned talk from you. Oh man, like room and board border.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Yes.
I was crossing the border. That means that I was being really, really I was thieving the border. That's what crossing the border means.
I double crossed the border because I had him think I was his friend, but then there was a twist. Because of the twist, you see. Are we getting tired of twists? Things. I'm kind of getting tired of twists. Maybe you just want to give me a straightforward story now. And so I'm not like ultra paranoid about, oh, what's the twist? I wonder what the twist is going to be. I'm old.
Illyrio, I need the podcast theme song. I'm missing it very much.
Do it.
Podcast theme song? I think you mean getting cultured.
Getting cultured, whatever. Same thing.
Let me plug something in here. I'll play it through my mix.
Free chips?
What?
Can I try one?
What?
And Jack are harassing me about being gluten-free tonight.
I am not. I'm saying that we're respecting the fact that you're gluten intolerant.
I'm you're gluten intolerant?
Sure towards chips.
Oh, you mean the potatoes?
Anti-potato. That's not bad.
I've never seen you nibble a chip like that. It's like...
I'm afraid to try it.
It's not a cup of... English tea.
I went to England a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't drink the tea though.
Oh really?
I don't like tea.
Single cup.
I don't like tea.
Really? It's like going to Austin, Texas, not getting barbecue. It's like going to San Diego, not getting Mexican food. How are you going to go to?
I almost got thrown London out of the country.
Not going to a part of the states and getting Mexican.
We went to a. My wife really wanted to go to a tea. What's a tea room?
Yes.
So we go to the tea room and they're sitting around. They're offering. I go. I'm good. He's kept off to different teas. I said, no, I'm good. I don't even like the smell of tea. And he's like, finally, I don't like tea. And he was just like, oh my God, I think I said something about the queen.
Yeah, like the whole tea is like,
he's looking at me like this. My wife goes, how could you be so rude? I go, I said 3 times, no, thank you. How does somebody say, I don't want your product? I don't want it. Give me a water. So yeah, I'm not welcome back.
The queen has you on her list.
She does.
At the border. We're crossing the border for you.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
I don't like it.
Did you go for high tea? Maybe that was the...
I don't like any tea.
Yeah.
I don't like... We walked in the room. My wife got mad. Right away, my face turned. I don't like the smell.
You don't like wine either.
I don't like wine either.
You don't like wine.
I like wine, I like tea. I'm 52. I don't have to get what I don't want.
All right, so this is also weekend news, but they can hear it.
Any program from Canada?
We can't hear it?
No, I don't know where the mixer is.
Can they hear us now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking over the getting cultured theme?
Yeah. So you want to talk about something with
Mayan. Let's talk about the Mayans.
Oh, I already did that one.
How about... Japanese culture.
Are you being racist right now?
No, I'm just being cultured.
You know, like that, we're supposed to keep that.
Okay, fine. White Canadians came to Canada in.
Why would Canadians go to Canada? I think you got it. Let's talk about these things. Pedantry. Pedantry is in the child. You're not being quite as detail oriented as you think you are, but mostly, I'm really good at being that.
Thank you, Illyrio.
Do you have anything that we could talk about that doesn't really matter? What have you learned recently?
I tried. Many. The Mayans.
Really?
What did I learn in one of my money calls?
Okay, well, just have you guys ever considered the origins of the
Oh, we did discuss this.
Really?
Well, not at a conference. We looked it up on Wikipedia.
Oh, but that, getting cultured is not going to just plagiarize from Wikipedia. Oh, I'm sorry. I draw the line. I actually, no. We have to do proper research, maybe in the textbook.
I can't tell they're married.
You get one of your old...
I have something. I have something. Do you have Perrier in the U.S.?
Ooh. Yes, we do.
Okay.
I don't drink.
All right, well, Perrier is looking to change its look. If you recall, Perrier, the word Perrier is on an angle. They're not going to change the font, but they're going to change the angle. They're going to put it straight, but also curvy. Curvy straight, but not curvy on an angle. And they're going to put bubbles behind it.
Bubbles?
Yeah, bubbles. Bubbles. So you heard it here first, people.
Are you violating a
Bubbles! 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 Bubbles!
Did not disclosure agreement?
What? No.
You sure?
Yeah, they showed it to a whole bunch of people in a focus group.
Okay, never mind. All right, good.
You didn't hear it from me, yeah. But you did hear it here first. Well, or last.
You can't claim and also deny you said it.
Okay, I take credit and I deny everything.
Christine has just announced her candidacy for president of the United States.
Well, you knew Perrier, that we're there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
It's all we're easy here. That's all it takes.
And possibly plastic bottles and not glass. Thoughts?
I'm gonna turn this music down. What? Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Would you buy Perrier if it was sold in a plastic bottle?
As opposed to a glass bottle.
I thought you could already get it in a plastic bottle.
You can in some cases.
You mean physical cases?
We buy all our water in plastic bottles.
This is sparkling water. There's something shishy about sparkling water.
I suppose.
I guess we should send it to Southern California. They need some water.
Yeah.
Is that too soon? Too soon?
Well, hold on. Let me go get myself some almonds. No? Well, I heard people were complaining that they can't flush their toilet. The almond agriculture.
I can't hear you.
Still getting all the... What?
I couldn't hear you.
Hello? Is this better?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I heard people were mounting a movement against almonds because the almond growers get to use all the water they want, but people aren't allowed to flush their toilet more than once a day or something.
Is that what's going on in California?
I think that's what's going on in California.
You mean we're beyond? If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow?
They got new restrictions there. They have to, they're tightening things up down there.
And it showers. Stuff like that. It's really terrible. It's not cool. Good thing climate change is a hoax.
Good thing.
Well, I think that has more to do with you have 70 billion people living in a desert.
Yeah, that's part of it for sure.
It was always a desert, will always be a desert, and you have too many people living there. That's why I moved. That's why I left.
No, that's definitely part of it.
All right. Well, that kind of comes to the close of our hour with Illyria.
Kind of a bummer closing.
Kind of a bummer. Listen,
I'm gonna go running.
We pledge that we will one of these days, very soon, make our triumphant return.
Yes. You guys are messed.
With poutine. The poutine must return.
Yes, bring Moira. Illyria,
I need you
to
have a
date.
I know.
Oh yeah.
I was volunteering with my son's class a couple weeks ago with his classmates, and I was doing that and flashback to Raleigh and realized, boy, these little kids are way less drunk than my friends.
Your daughter's still skating, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She just finished her first full year of actual hockey. We might not have her do hockey next year. Wow. She'd get excited for 15 minutes and then whine.
So we will see if we can... Yeah, we'll see if we can do a trip next year.
We will move mountains.
Yay!
We miss you guys.
And we will bring the kids, and they will all shame you in skating prowess.
I like drinking.
Way to go, Jennifer. That was Jennifer.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next year in person.
Big hugs to you guys. Have fun.
Have a great.
You each have to have a cherry for me.
And
I've already had a few.
Enjoy your time together.
I'm sure.
Enjoy your time together, people.
Bye. Big hugs, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I've had four.